Good morning. Mushin has been speaking about the four practice principles in morning zazen. I think it's valuable for us to remember that all we need is one moment of this to help remind us, to help support us. So you could pick particular words or phrases that either come to mind or that you from time to time attend to and caught, from time to time notice, caught, or holding, or this moment, or being. And from time to time, those show up as useful supports in our daily life. Because after all, whether it's in formal zazen or in our daily activities, the point is right there, right here, where you are, how the universe that's called you is, and what is called for you to see where, how you're entangled, or how, where, what you're doing that's creating or sustaining or increasing or perpetuating harming, suffering. But your life, as it is all that's necessary. You don't need anything extra. And yet, we need all sorts of things as practice supports. When I say things, it's not things. And yet it is things. Look at the Zendo. The Zendo has forms that enable us and support us in being this moment. But the rest of our life is forms of all sorts, whether it's the people we meet or the circumstances or the thoughts, feelings which arise. And that's why sometimes we use particular supports in formal zazen or in life zazen, life zazening. So, Mushin speaking about this hopefully has encouraged you and reminded you of the value of the various phrases, but you have to see which are the ones that work and are necessary and useful for you. Caught is a phrase that, in a sense, points you back to the very experiencing of the caughtness that's covering your eyes and covering your ears and covering the experiencing even, or holding, viscerally noticing that. Fundamentally, it's very simple. As being just this moment, even that, it's more than needs to be said, but it needs to be said. So we say, being just this moment. Can't be anything else. And yet we could manage to refuse that, or resist that, or miss that. So there's a nice dialogue that I just wanted to bring up, a short one. This is from a case having to do with Bao Shao, I think is how the Chinese should be pronounced. He was a successor in the 8th century in Tang China, successor of Linji, who practitioner came to him and said, "When there's not a fleck of cloud for 10,000 miles, then what?" Not a fleck of cloud. In a way, he's saying, "This is my state." She's saying, "This is my state." Not even a cloud of attachment or holding or caughtness or not even a cloud. Basho's response, "The blue sky too should take a beating." We have an idea of any sort, especially if we're proud and say, "Oh, there's no clouds that show up in my sky, nothing I'm attached to, nothing I react to, nothing that I hold to, nothing that I'm caught by, nothing that I believe, nothing." Well, that kind of bragging, right there, beat that nothing. Right there is your practice. See, the skillfulness of that right there response, because it's always what we entangle, hold, blind ourselves with. Even if it's saying how, "Oh, I've attained this great, there's nothing." Quick response. "The blue sky too should take a beating." But what's important for us is to see whether we're caught up holding to the blue sky and this attainment, or holding to a cloud, or holding to any forms, thoughts, feelings. Right there is our opportunity. But our opportunity is simply be this experiencing clouds in the sky life of this moment. When it's useful, notice caught, notice holding. When it's not necessary, then just step by step be the life zazening, the life death zazening of this moment. So, I appreciate that Mushin has been talking about the practice principles, and that in a sense we remind ourselves when we recite them, and then in a sense we allow them to come up as our life reveals the universe, the Buddha life that we are, even not using such words. Everyone you meet is joining you in this moment, Buddha life. Everyone you meet, every encounter, whether you meet them face to face, or as we are on Zoom, or in a other kind of internet actions, and yet sometimes you meet people without even meeting them, but you notice yourself having reactions to what someone says or does, whether in the media, in newspapers, in your thinking about them, in your memories of them, in your stories about what they are going to do or shouldn't do, or in other kinds of dreams. All of those are our opportunity. Whether it's a cloud in our sky, whether it's a overwhelming circumstance moment, or whether it's the blue sky that we are proud of, just this. Thank you all for your practice.